Well, there you have it. That's me playing lead guitar in a song that I wrote that's called The Advent. And my guitar is a Fender Strat that I've had for 35 years. And it's called Big Tex. Yeah, it's got a big Texas flag on it. You would dig it. Hello, everybody. This is Troy Brewer. And this is today's podcast. And I'm actually going to be taking you to the Mondo Show. Like, what's that? Well, it's a TV show that I did recently with a brother by the name of Mondo. And I'm telling you, this guy, I think that this is my favorite interview out of all the, I was about to say hundreds, but it hadn't been hundreds of interviews, but it's been scores, okay? It's been scores of interviews since January as Destiny Image has been helping me promote my book and get this message out. And this is like my favorite one. And you guys are going to love this, so get ready. And again, we're going to be going to the Mondo podcast, and I'm going to be talking about redeeming your timeline. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Did you know that according to the Bible, there's a time for everything and a season for every purpose under the heavens? Time, therefore, is precious. It's probably one of the most valuable things that we have on earth. This is what William Penn, a founding father and a great writer, said about time, and I quote, "Time is what we want most, but what we use the worst," end of quote. Some say that there are three things you cannot recover in life: the moment after it's missed, the word after it's said, and the time after it's wasted. Well, my special guest wrote a book called Redeeming Your Timeline. This is one of the most outstanding books that I've come across in the last few weeks. Troy Brewer is the founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. He's known for his relevant, authentic teachings, amazing insights, and studies on the wonders of God, including astronomy, numbers, typology, and times and seasons. Troy's unique, authentic teachings are heard daily on his syndicated radio program and his podcast, Experiencing Real Life. After guest hosting several episodes during the final season of the popular syndicated program, Dreams and Mysteries with John Paul Jackson, one of my favorite people, Troy launched his own program, Times and Seasons with Troy Brewer. I want you to help me welcome the one and only pastor, author, Troy Brewer to the program. How you doing, sir?
Mondo, my brother, I'm doing so good. Thank you so much. What a cool introduction. Thank you.
Listen, I am honored that you're on my program. There's so many podcasts out there that I don't even know where to start, but yours, your energy, your authentic talk. How do they even allow you to be a pastor?
Well, they don't. I didn't start off trying to be a pastor. We just started off feeding people and helping people, and then it turned into a church. And so when the Lord first started me doing this, he didn't tell me what all I was signing up for, and I'm grateful for that.
Oh, man, if I live close to you, I'll be going to your church. I love everything that you're doing. Real quick, can you just tell people what your church is doing? Because I want you to realize something. When you watch this program, I wanted to sit down and talk to people that are making a difference in their own community. I wanted to talk to real people that are not afraid to be authentic and people that are not afraid to be who they are. But more than that, it's time to talk. It's time to stop wondering what that pastor doing down the street. No, it's time to talk. Let's sit down and have a conversation and get to meet one another, because you'll be surprised what people have to offer if you just sit down for a moment and have a conversation with them. But pastor, I was amazed of everything that is going on in your church. Can you just give five things that your church is doing that the normal church, you know, what we're used to? You know, churches today are defined by one thing, but your church is defined by so many things that I don't even know where to start.
Thank you, Mondo. Well, we have a saying here all the time that we want to be a fearless demonstration of redemption and of the goodness of God. And so we want to be a fearless demonstration. We don't want to just preach it, man. We want to actually demonstrate it. And
Absolutely. And you're doing it by rescuing kids, right, from sex trafficking?
Yes, sir. We actually rescued 1,116 girls and boys last year from January to December, and over 300 in the first month of this year. So yeah, we're very involved in that.
Wow. And you're feeding thousands of people from your church.
We are. We have a food bank, and we fed over 150,000 people last year from our food bank, and our county only has 170,000 people in it. So we're feeding people from the surrounding counties as well.
By the way, you got more podcasts than I know what to do with, but one of my favorites is when you talk about Revelation, and I came across this one portion that you describe the four horsemen of the apocalypse in a way that I never heard it before.
The book of Revelation is full of all kinds of prophetic timelines. In Revelation chapter 6, the four horsemen is actually an amazing timeline. And if you have an eye to see, you're in part of it right now. So there are these four horsemen, and the first one is the white horse. And he shows up, he's like on a white horse, he's full of fake news, he's got a corona on his head, he's got a toxin in his hand, or a bow that we translate into the word bow, but it's actually the word toxin. Like, Pastor, are you saying that this is the biblical four horsemen? No, I'm saying it's a forerunner.
You got me the moment you started teaching. What is that podcast about?
Well, that talk is about the actual revelation of the timeline of the four horsemen. Because the book of Revelation, we know, of course, is a very, very, very prophetic book. And not only are the words prophetic, but the way that it's written is also prophetic. In fact, the entire Bible is like that. That's why Jesus said that every single I must be dotted and every T must be crossed, or every jot and tittle, as the Bible says, and that they must be fulfilled, meaning that they actually prophesy. So not only is the book of Revelation a book about the majesty of King Jesus and what it looks like whenever he comes back, but it also reveals some big time prophetic timelines, and the four horsemen is actually a timeline.
Wow. Listen, I'm going to put the link on the screen. You got to go here, Pastor Troy. This is not your normal, and I hope I'm not disrespecting you when I say you're not your normal pastor or anything. You're outstanding. Your delivery, your presentation, the way you tell a story gravitates to every portion of our attention, and you put us inside the scriptures like I've never seen before. But you wrote a book, Redeeming Your Timeline. Let's start with, what is time? Why do we need time?
Well, we have to have time because we have to have redemption. And time is the only place where you can actually do a transformational work of redemption. And so God Almighty invented time to make sure that there was an ending and to make sure that there was a finality to everything that is not of God. And he also invented time to make sure that everybody that is of God can say, that was then, this is now, and this is what the future is going to be. Time is the only place that you can actually do that. Time, Brother Einstein says, is God's way from keeping everything from happening at once. And that's because it's so important to the Lord that we have a relational process.
Pastor Troy, why are people afraid of time?
A big part of it is because we just don't understand it. And we don't think that we have enough time. I've actually had lots of dreams, and I have felt the anxiety of not having enough time. And it's not true, because if time is redeemed, then the kingdom is coming. But if time is not redeemed, then we're losing everything. And since we have time, and since the Lord wants us to live in time, we need to learn how to have mastery in time and how to actually walk in the kingdom in every single time frame that we have.
What are the types of times that you're dealing with in your book? Because I found it very intriguing that you deal with all kinds of times. And I think we all heard all the quotes about time and the nick of time. You know, those things are relevant to our daily life. But what are the types of times that we're dealing with inside of your book?
Thank you, Mondo. We're actually... Whenever you and I tend to think about time, we just tend to think about it in terms of past, present, and future. And that is true. Okay. There is past time, there is right now time, and then there's future time. And that's cool. But there's also different kinds of time. Like Ecclesiastes chapter 3 lists 28 different times and seasons. Okay. There's 28. And 28 is a biblical number that actually represents times and seasons all the way through the Word of God. You can keep finding that over and over and over again. So the 28 times and seasons that are in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 shows us that there is a difference between times and seasons. And those are two other kinds of time. Times are actually linear. They are timelines. They have a beginning and they have an end, and they tend to be centered around epic events. But seasons are circular. They're cyclical, and they go in circles. And as a matter of fact, Brother Mondo, anytime that you see like the prophets of old, they go in a circuit. The judges, they actually go in a circuit. Whenever the Bible says that Jesus went about in a circuit preaching the gospel, he's actually acting within a prophetic stance. So seasons are meant to be very predictable. I know that if it's summertime, I know that fall is coming, and that if it's fall time, then winter is coming, because the Lord wants us to be in sync with the purpose, and he wants us to be prepared for the next season. But times or timelines are not like that. They are centered around an epic event. There's a time that my wife had twins. Yay, that was 28 years ago. Hallelujah. Or there is the time that we began the church, or there's the time that this happened. So there's a beginning and there's an ending of that. We have to learn how to partner with God in timelines and also in time seasons at the same time.
Wow, wow. What time, what season are we in right now, Pastor Troy? Because so many people, listen, I want you to know something about me, guys. I'm a student of the Word of God. I don't claim to be a person that knows it all. I want to stay in the realms of being a student of the Word. And anytime I have a guest like Pastor Troy that is experienced and a person that understands certain things in the Bible, I want to learn from them, because we're in the season that people are running here and fro to get a word from God, Pastor Troy. And it seems like they're bombarding the prophets, and the pressure on the prophets is more than any other time that I've witnessed in the church. But what season, what time are we in right now? What events are taking place to remind us that we may be in what the Bible says, the beginning of birth pains?
Oh, well, listen, brother, we are. There is no doubt in my mind. And if you just look at the timeline of human history, according to the Bible, you can see that time actually begins at the fall of Adam. It doesn't begin at the birth of Adam or the creation of Adam. It actually begins at the fall of Adam. That's when he entered into time. We can discuss that a little bit more if you want to. But there's basically 2,000 years from Adam to Abraham, 2,000 years from Abraham to Jesus, 2,000 years from Jesus until now, which means we're at the end of the sixth day, because a day is to the Lord as 1,000 years, right? So that actually means that we're right at the end of the sixth day. Well, what is the seventh day? It's the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's the millennial reign of the Lord, the 1,000-year millennial reign. And then what happens at the end of that? The great white throne judgment, and then time shall be no more. So Mondo, we are in the course of human history, you and I are literally on the front row to actually see the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming so soon. And we need to be a prophetic people that our hope is in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not some pie in the sky. That's not some silly notion. No, man, Jesus is coming back, and he ain't playing whenever he does come back.
From the very beginning, the Lord has called our tribe to be the hands and the feet of King Jesus to the poor and to the world's most vulnerable. We have been demonstrating the heart of the Lord in at least 53 nations throughout the world by building nearly 100 water wells, schools and homes for orphans, leprosy villages in India, and even now, we are feeding more than 3,000 people every single week right here in the United States through our local food banks. Several years ago, we built a massive effort to save boys and girls from the terrors of sexual slavery.
You know, the number of redeemed children is now in the thousands, thousands of kids rescued, and those numbers are growing every single day. When you partner with Troy Brewer Ministries, not only are you helping me preach the gospel, but you're actually helping me demonstrate it through selfless acts of redemption and also helping us see a little boy or a little girl saved in every way that a child can be saved. We know we can't do it alone, so we're asking you to prayerfully consider being a part of our tribe. When you call us today or when you go to troybrewer.com and once you partner with us, not only will you receive the blessing of God for this great kingdom effort, but you will also receive free access to our video teaching platform at troybrewer.tv. It's video on demand, point, click, and have your life change. It's all of my school of ministry, all of my school of prophecy, all of my videos called Numbers That Preach, all of my pulpit teaching, and even all of my conferences with guests from all over the planet Earth. This is our free gift to all of our monthly partners, and I encourage you to take advantage of it. Go to troybrewer.com and partner with us today.
If you just tuned in, you're listening, you're watching the author and the pastor of Redeeming Your Timeline, Pastor Troy Brewer. He's an amazing man, and a man that he's not your typical pastor. He's not your typical author. I think, Pastor, you are a man that understands storylines. You're a man that understands that when Jesus taught the book of Matthew 24, when he gave one of the most important prophecies, you take us into that. It's like you have a gift, Pastor Troy, that very few people are able to capture, and you were able to capture in this book. I want you to order this book today. Understand the timeline that you're in right now. Understand where we are biblically, and he's going to take you into a journey with scripture. I love books that have scriptures. I read a lot of books for this program and for the Jim Baker Show and our research team. And I want you to know very few books have the scripture, the foundation that it needs in order to tell the message. And this book right here, Redeeming Your Timeline, is going to give you the keys to unlock all the anxiety that you may have. It's going to unlock the hurts, but also it's going to help you heal the hurts from the past and understand that you have been planned all of this time. One of my favorite scriptures is, "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord." Can you imagine that you were planned, that there's always been a plan for you from the beginning of life? No matter how crazy your life might I look back at my life. Who would ever thunk that a kid from East LA, an ex-gang member, would be sitting here interviewing pastors and actors and athletes, and who would ever thunk that God, but you know what? That is the timeline of God. The restoration is part of that timeline. I want you to be encouraged today that no matter where you find yourself in life, there's a time and a season for you to understand that God has a plan for your life. I want you to get this book, Redeeming Your Timeline. It's going to help you understand the supernatural things of God. It's going to give you an insight of the journey of the timeline of the beginning of earth to where we are right now. Find out, what does God have to say about you? Find out what in the timeline of God you became part of that plan. Pastor Troy, I know my time is running, but I got to be quiet because I want to hear from you. How do we redeem the tragic place of loss in our own lives, in the timeline of life? You know, there's people that are dealing with severe loss and they can't seem to move on from that timeline. How do we get past that?
Okay, so I would say this. Number one, I don't want to belittle anything that anybody's been through because I'm amazed at what people go through. I'm just like, oh my gosh. You know, we work with kids all over the world that have literally been slaves. And then that could be that time, that one small time in their life could actually identify them and actually be toxic to them for the rest of their life if it is not for redemption. So here's what you got to know. First thing that you got to know is this: God is not subject to time in any way whatsoever. He actually created time when he created time, space, and matter. Okay? He created those things. In the beginning, time, God created the heaven, space, and the earth, matter. Okay? And he did all that. And he owns it. And time doesn't own him in any way whatsoever. The second thing is that God created times for the purposes of acts of redemption. So whenever Adam sinned, fell into time, boom, and there he was. And then the promise of the seed of the woman comes to him, Genesis chapter 3. And he says, I promise you, I'm going to make this thing right. And he starts making it right. Now, what that means to us is this. If I can invite, Brother Mondo, if I can believe that Jesus is with you right now, and he's with me in Texas right now, both at the same time, because he's omnipresent, right? It's not much of a stretch to believe that he can be with me right now, and I can also invite him into my right now, but I can also invite him into my back then, because he's not subject to time. The Lord Jesus Christ can literally partner with you in your time frames in a very supernatural way, so that you do not have to be shackled to the pain of your past or fearful of your future. You simply invite the presence of the Lord into that place, and it changes. The manifest presence of King Jesus literally changes that timeline from something that is toxic to something that is blessed, because the life of Jesus Christ comes from that place.
Pastor Troy, why did you write this book? Why did you want to talk about time? It's so unorthodox to talk about time because it can get complicated, but you went on a journey that brought you to where you are right now. But why did you write this book, Redeeming Your Timeline?
Because I hate hopelessness. I have a holy hatred for any form of hopelessness. And I got that from the heart of King Jesus himself. And I tell you this, Brother Mondo, any place in your life that is hopeless is under the influence of a lie. And that's true. And a lot of people think that because terrible things happen in their past, or because they're afraid of terrible things in their future, that they cannot partner with King Jesus to actually live in life and life more abundantly. And it's just not true, because Jesus rules and reigns over all those things. He is the same creator of time who also invented the Bible. The author is the same. And I just wanted to help people to know Jesus in a much more powerful way.
How do we start practicing to redeeming our time during this time that we're in right now? Because it seems like we lost track of time, and it seems like our generation right now is losing track of where we are, and we're trying to erase the past, trying to erase history to start something new. So how do we redeem our time? How do we find it? How do we practice it? How do we put it into place where it's something practical that we can start doing today?
So good. You know, brother, the Bible says concerning the Antichrist, that when the Antichrist shows up to rule the world, that he will seek to change the times. He will literally mess with the timing of everything. And that Antichrist spirit is in the world right now, and it's trying to get everybody out of sync. And Mondo, that's a curse. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28 that if you don't walk with God, in the morning you will say, I wish it was evening. And in the evening you will say, I wish it was morning. In other words, when you're in your 40s and 50s, you wish you were a kid. And when you were a kid, you will wish you were in your 40s or 50s, or so on. It is an absolute curse to be out of sync with the timing of God. And even Jesus himself, whenever he showed up to Jerusalem, he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. And he wept over him in such a profound way. And he said, you missed your day of visitation. You're out of sync of the time. But that's not you, man. And that's not me. That's not the people of God. We can literally get in sync with the timing of God so that we understand what the times and the seasons are. And that's like an Issacharian anointing. The Bible says that the tribe of Issachar, that they had a God-given ability to know what the times and seasons were and what Israel ought to do. We can literally pray for that. And God can give us a lens to understand the times and the seasons we're walking in and what we should do. One more thing, too, that I can tell you, brother, is that time is speeding up. The Bible says that the closer that we get towards the return of King Jesus, that the days will be shortened for the elect's sake. Okay, literally, time is literally becoming accelerated. And so that's bad news if you don't know God, because it means you can get in trouble quicker in this day than any other day before. But where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. And it means that you can get more right in this day faster than you've ever been able to. But it all has to do with literally committing your heart and saying, I want to be in total sync with the timing and the heartbeat of Jesus himself.
I love what you're saying. I got a few more minutes. I want you to talk a little bit more about the time that we're in right now. How prophetic is this time and this season that we're in, Pastor Troy? Because it worries me that you're very few churches that talk about this subject. You very few pastors that are willing to risk their ministries, risk their pulpit, risk their finances to be in this timeline that we're in right now. What do you tell the church about where we are right now and the things that are taking place that are can be encouraging, but also it can be discouraging?
Thank you. Yes, sir. There's one of the things that I can tell you this. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke to me last year, and I heard him say this concerning the role of media within people's lives. You know, everybody that's watching this, these are people who love King Jesus. The people that are following your program, Mondo, are people who want the word of God within their life. You cannot be listening to the lies of the media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and have a right mind. God Almighty says, get your head out of the lap of Delilah. That is a huge word. And what happens is if you're plugged into the media world and not plugged into the word of God today, you'll become just like Samson. Your hair is going to be cut off. You're going to lose your strength, and you will become a blind entertainer the way that Samson did. That's not us. God Almighty has not given us our platforms to become blind entertainers. So whenever Jesus was talking to the people, was talking to his disciples about the last days, he said, do not be deceived. Brother, we entered into the year 2021 just recently, and beginning at the year 2020, which also on the Hebrew calendar, and those are two different kinds of times, a Hebrew calendar, which goes by the moon, and a Gregorian calendar, which goes by the sun. And Jesus said, there will be signs of the sun and the moon and the stars, meaning God Almighty will speak through all those different calendars. But here's what happened. We entered into the 5780s, and the 80s has to do with the mouth. It is the prophetic symbol of the mouth. When it comes into the 20s, that also represents the roar. It's the roaring 20s. And as soon as we entered into the Hebrew prophetic symbol of the mouth, and as soon as we entered into the roaring 20s, the world commanded us, cover your mouths and be quiet and do not worship anymore. Like, ooh, what are the odds of that? Okay, God Almighty is saying this. When the world says no, 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 he's telling you go, go, go. We have to line up our mouths with the word of God. And brother, we have to press in. We got to press in into that scary place where Jesus is and cast off our fear and be courageous people because we know that God is with us. And brother Mondo, I'll give you a 2021 scripture. It has to do with this specific time. Exodus 20 verse 21 is a perfect scripture for the year 2021. And it says this, but the people stood afar off, but Moses pressed into thick darkness where the presence of God was. Brother, God's calling us to stand in some scary places. We got to be grown up. We got to be mature. We got to be those people. We can't be little kids anymore. We can't play church. Brother, we got to get it. We got to be a fearless demonstration in these last days and press into the presence of King Jesus.
Woo! Wow. Pastor, I can't let you leave without praying for us. Listen, you just heard one of the most profound, powerful message for 2021. This hour is for you. This moment is for you. That moment for me came 20-some years ago when my sister walked into my life and challenged me for the times and the seasons that I was going through for that time. She challenged me to this. What if God is real? What if prayer works? And what if you have a different destiny? I believe your time and your season is now. And Pastor Troy, I got to have you pray for those that are watching that are having a hard time letting go of the past. But they want to overcome. They've heard you today and they say, I want to overcome my past. I want to overcome the fear. I want to overcome so I can be ready for this prophetic days that I'm in right now. Could you just pray for that person watching right now and unlock the prophetic timeline in their lives so we can walk into our destiny?
Sure can, my friend. Listen, I want to tell you something. Friends, the sky is not falling. The kingdom is coming. And I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to believe the Lord. I'm going to believe that you're actually going to feel the presence of King Jesus right there where you're at. Here we go. Father God, sir, I pray in the name of King Jesus that you would be made manifest, not just the omnipresence of God, but the on me presence of God. And God, I rebuke the spirit of fear. I declare in the name of King Jesus that anxiety has no place among us, that we are not afraid of the day that we live in because we know that God Almighty is with us. God, we want to be much more aware of your presence than we are of any problem, of any major malfunction, of any kind of scary thing. God, your goodness is passing before us as you show us your glory. We repent for partnering with anything else. And I love you, Lord God, and I praise you and thank you, sir, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I got to go, but I got to leave you with this scripture. Pastor Troy, thank you so much for joining me today. As you challenged me, you've encouraged me, you've inspired me, and I hope you feel the same way. But I want you to keep this scripture in your heart, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. For he says, that means God, in the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the days of salvation, I helped you. I tell you now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation.
Well, I told you it was a good one. And it is. It was a good one. I'm telling you, this guy was so giving and he was so life-giving to us in the midst of this whole thing. And, I don't know. I had a whole room full of people that was off camera whenever we did this interview, and everybody was clapping and they were like, wow, man, this is really good. So I'm glad that I was able to share this in the podcast. And I want to remind you that if you would like any of these resources, including the book, Redeeming Your Timeline, or the workbook that goes with it, or the e-course, or the prayer card, or the DVDs of me teaching this, you simply call 877-413-0888, or you can always go to troybrewer.com. Guys, blessings and peace on you. And remember this, you are the head and not the tail, you are above and not beneath, and you are highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.